Now, this week sees the launch of a new campaign that's aimed at getting people with chronic pain to communicate more effectively about their condition and also to help people who have not yet been diagnosed to figure out if they're suffering from the broad range of ailments that come under the banner of chronic pain. Clara Kennedy is with me in studio. She is an intellectual disability and paediatric nurse. She lives with a condition called Holt-Oram syndrome. And I suppose the best thing to do, Claire, is to tell me about Holt-Oram syndrome because it's very rare.
It is, yeah. So the statistics on it is that there's one person in every 100,000 live births born with it. However, we only know of another 9 people in Ireland that are living with it. It's a genetic condition, as you said. It runs in my family. Myself, my mum, my sister and my brother have it. So
of the 9, 4 are in your family?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that we know of. Now, there could be other people that we haven't heard of. I know there's a family in the Midlands that live with it, that have 2 sons with it. And other than that, we don't know anybody else.
So how does this affect your life right now? Because you look young and healthy to me,
yeah.
But obviously there's a lot going on behind that.
Absolutely, yeah, which I often get. It's, you know, you look fine, you're young, you know, you've... So basically, it developed in a way that we weren't expecting. It kind of took a turn when I was about 15, down the pain route, and that's where we've been ever since. I had a bad accident at the age of 10 on my bad arm, as we call it, which is my left arm, which I wouldn't have much use of. And since then, that's had a knock-on effect up until now, so much so that in 2014, my left shoulder was completely replaced. And a lot of that damage, they think, was because of that accident I had when I was 10. But on a day-to-day basis, it's the chronic pain that would affect me the most.
Now, everyone's familiar with going to the doctor if you have a pain.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, where on the scale of 1 to 10 is the pain? And most dramatic actors like myself go, it's 7, I need to be put down. Where is your scale of 1 to 10 is different, I'd imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my pain consultant would... he would ask me when I see him, you know, on a daily basis now, what would your average scale, you know, what would your average number be on the scale of 1 to 10? But it's very hard when you're in hospital. I was recently in hospital post-surgery. It was major surgery. And they were asking me kind of every couple of hours, you know, where's your pain on the scale of 1 to 10? And when I kept giving them numbers, they were saying, oh, well, if it was really that, you'd be, you know, you wouldn't really be able to sit up and read. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, I would be, because I've lived with this for 15 years. So I've just had to, you know, pick myself up.
Are you in constant pain?
Yes, absolutely.
And describe it to me. I mean, how is it? Is it a joint pain? Is it a physical pain?
It's a number of different pains. So I have almost constant muscular spasms in my back and my neck. And the surgery that I spoke of there a minute ago was actually a surgery done by Dr. Josh Keaveney, who was wonderful. He put in an intrathecal baclofen pump. So I have a pump that's sitting under my skin above my left hip. And there's a catheter going down my spinal cord that's releasing a muscle relaxant the whole time to try and get rid of those muscular spasms. But on top of that, I also have joint pain. So my joints dislocate, my hips dislocate, my shoulders dislocate, my elbows dislocate. My left shoulder no longer dislocates because it's been replaced, but my right shoulder would dislocate on average about 8 times a day. So when I get up in the morning, what I wear is defined by, you know, how I feel that morning. Am I going to be able to get that t-shirt on by myself and off by myself? Am I going to be able to put my hair up today by myself? You know, am I going to be able to get myself into the shower today by myself? So it defines an awful lot of your, you know, of your daily living skills.
And how do you deal with that? Do you get cross with yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You get cross with yourself. You get angry with yourself. You get frustrated. Of course, you get all of those things, which I think is perfectly natural. And if you didn't have those feelings, I think, you know, I'm not really sure where you'd go with it. But it's absolutely natural to have those feelings. And I've done a number of courses, some through Chronic Pain Ireland, some through my pain consultant, on self-management, how to kind of get out of those really, really bad days when you're just so angry and so frustrated that you don't want to do anything but curl up in a ball.
And I was just going to ask you that. There's bound to be days when you go, I can't do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And how much of that is a battle between the part of your brain that says you have no choice and the part of your brain that says we'll just sit this one out?
I think it's, you know, there are definitely days where my body physically will not allow me to get up out of bed or off the sofa. There are days where my husband will come home from work and he'll find me in the same place that he left me that morning, and there is nothing that I can do about it. And they are the days that I have to hold my hands up and say, I need to give in today. I need to rest today. But then there's other days where, you know, it's, I can start off feeling like that, but you have to say to yourself, you know what, you just keep going today. Just give it a shot. Just keep going. And before you know it, you're kind of rolling into the day, and it's not 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You've made it to lunchtime and you're already kind of proud of that. So you just keep going. But there is definitely a battle there between, you know, which direction you'll take each day.
You mentioned your mum and your siblings who have this as well.
Yeah.
Do they suffer the same way as you?
They don't, no. That's not to say they don't have symptoms, and you know, they absolutely are affected. My sister luckily has not had to have any surgeries, but she would suffer from some pain. Not to the same extent as myself, but she does suffer from some pain. My brother has also, he had a shoulder stabilization done. That was more to do with rugby, but his bones were underdeveloped, so that the surgery was more complicated than normal. And my mum, I mean, she didn't even know she had this condition until she was giving birth to my sister.
Right.
So she found out the hard way, unfortunately. And she would be more more affected on the cardiac side of things, because it's a cardiac and an orthopaedic condition.
So you've lived this life with this pain since you were a child.
Yeah.
Are you conscious now that, you know, this is in the family, am I worried about this? Is there anything you can deal with that?
Myself and my husband have gone down the route of genetic counselling. We did go to genetic counselling, just, you know, for family planning. I don't wish to pass this on to anyone, because I just don't wish to see anybody in the same amount of pain that I've been in and go through the same amount of surgeries and all of those things. That was kind of hard to hear, and that the consultant that we met, you know, she showed me pictures, and there's much worse cases when you of Holt-Oram syndrome. When you physically look at somebody, they can have basically no arm and just a hand coming out of their shoulder. And the first thing she said to me was, well, I mean, you're a very mild case. And that was very hard to take, because the orthopaedic doctor that I was under at the time had just performed a 6-hour surgery on me that was only supposed to be 2 hours, and had said to himself,
mild is a very subjective phrase, I suspect.
Yeah, he had said to himself, you know, I'm never going to judge a book by its cover again, because he couldn't get over how abnormal it was once he got in there.
This campaign, the My Pain Feels Like campaign, the purpose of it is to not just enable people and give people confidence to talk about their pain openly, but also to get people on the other side to listen to it more easily. So how is it going to work, and who's going to get involved?
I think it's for everybody to get involved in. And that's what's really important. It's not only for people that suffer with chronic pain to get involved and start, you know, kind of making more the general public aware, but it's also for the general public to, you know, to make themselves aware of the fact that chronic pain is actually an illness in its own entity. It's not just, you know, I have a sore shoulder, I can't go out today, I'm really sorry, or I can't come into work today because I have a migraine. It's chronic pain is much more than that. So the My Pain Feels Like campaign is all about, you know, communicating with your doctor better, communicating with the general public better, and just to get generally a better understanding of what chronic pain is. I mean, 89% of people that suffer with chronic pain won't have come to their doctor about it, because they don't know that they're suffering with chronic pain, because nobody knows what chronic pain is.
It's easy to dismiss it, because again, it comes back to that subjective thing. One person's chronic pain to you would be a fantastic day.
Yeah.
The best you've had in years. So yeah. it's so subjective. There was a website, mypainfeelslike.ie. You can watch a video with another chronic pain sufferer who in many ways is a chronic pain in his own way, but he's doing the right thing here. Ivan Yates of this parish who's talking about it, because Ivan, as everybody knows, well documented, big problems with pain in his back and his neck as well. So Ivan is after lending his support to this as well, as have you, Claire. You'd be pleased to hear Dara Howley. That's your brother, isn't it?
My sister.
That's your sister. Sorry, beg your pardon. Sorry, Dara. I should have clicked on the photograph before I said that. Dara was listening there as well, and she sends her support to you as well. So Clara Kennedy, spokesperson for this My Pain Feels Like campaign. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.